Hey, Santa Ben.
What are you wearing?
What? Have you ever seen Elf as a kid?
What are you wearing?
Let's reel it in. Santa.
What are you wearing?
Dude, Merry Christmas,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas, guys. How is everyone doing today?
It's a real family.
You
Tanner
know,
has a song to sing, a Christmas song. Go for it.
That's
it. Oh. Good job.
Yeah, copyright. Woo!
Good job.
Santa or Ben, what should I call you tonight?
Call me Santa.
Okay.
And what should I call you tonight?
You can call me Sexy Elf.
Sexy Elf?
Literally, call me Sexy Elf.
All right.
Call me Sexy Elf.
I will not do that.
Okay, well, here's something a little different. We're going to talk about everything, but in the style of usually Santa gives us gifts, right?
Santa gets the cookies and the milk.
Right. Hold on. I'm not talking about this. I have a gift for you. I have a couple gifts for you.
I didn't get you anything.
I know.
I'm a terrible co-host.
It's okay. I got
a co-ho-ho host.
I got you a great gift. Are you ready?
What is it?
Ooga booga booga.
Excuse me?
Hold on.
There's a man in your apartment. He's been in there for an hour.
Here's now.
Is he gonna talk?
This is
at all?
Obviously we remember Andrew, right? No, Andrew's role today is to just be with you.
Can I have a hug?
Nope, he can't do that. Sorry, he's got to be quiet the whole episode.
This is uncomfortable.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Thanks, you got me a person.
I actually did get you something else, though.
I'm gonna cross my legs this way.
I did get you something else.
Your signal was ooga booga booga.
I'll
stop talking to you.
Ben loves flexing that he's Dutch. So I got you a Dutch, original Dutch design ceramic pot. Then you can grow a plant in it.
Wow.
Because you're Dutch.
I am Dutch.
And he loves talking about it.
It's got. I feel more cultured now holding this
in
my
hand.
Well,
there you go.
Wow.
We also got milk and cookies.
Yes.
We're going to do everything but talk about the movie today.
Hey,
ain't that right,
hey,
Andrew?
Thank you. Hey, thank you. Nice sweater.
All right. So I got us milk and cookies. Well, I got the cookies. Ben got the milk today. But I got a cookie from this local shop called Twisted Sugar. It's a chocolate chip cookie. Here you go, Santa. How do you like this episode so far?
I'm still very uncomfortable.
Can you blink
at least?
He's fine.
Okay.
Look, he's fine. Let's dink.
Dink.
And some milk. We got milk. All right, here we go.
You're not going to dip it in the milk first?
Mm-mm. I'm going to.
Just going to dip my whole glove in my whole milk.
Mm.
Now you're drinking
almond milk.
Almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And yes, I did measure one cup. What did you think? What do you think of the cookie?
I'm making a mess. What kind is this?
Chocolate chip.
Tastes like hazelnut.
I know, right? It's a little weird.
That's
mine
strange.
Tastes weird with the almond milk. But anyway, let's get into this movie. Are you ready?
I guess.
Ho, ho, ho. The movie is Elf. Now, Elf was directed by Jon Favreau. We know who Jon Favreau is because of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
For sure. He's Happy Hogan.
And I'm happy that you're here.
I'm happy that Andrew's here.
He directed... He directed Elf. And this movie came out in 2003 and is rated PG-4.
He just scooched closer to me.
What? Now, hold on, Ben. We got to talk about this movie, okay?
Okay.
It's rated PG-4.
Oh, Papa Gelf. Papa Gelf. Papa Gelf.
I'm Sexy Elf. And
I will not call you that.
Dude, can you please call me that? That's literally my nickname for this movie.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to do the 5-minute summary now. You ready?
Jon Favreau also plays a doctor. I just wanted to put that
in.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, hey, the movie opens up with, Santa went to a nursery or an orphanage, whatever he went to, and was like, hey, I'm going to deliver these packages. And then all of a sudden, Buddy, little baby Buddy, sneaks into Santa's sack. was Toy Sack.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. And so he did. He did that. And then he gets to the North Pole, and then they basically raise him, right? They're like, okay. But Buddy has no idea that he's a human at all in front of all these elves. Grows up his whole life there. And then one day he overhears some of the elves talking about how he's a human. And so he's like, oh my gosh, everything makes sense. He's like, what do I do? What do I do? So then Santa and Papa Elf, the one who raised him, was basically like, hey, we need to, I think it's time that you meet your father. His name is Walter Hobbs.
I just now realized why you didn't want me to go in your room. Andrew was in there.
Exactly.
You didn't want me to change in your room because Andrew was in there for an hour.
Exactly. Okay. So Walter Hobbs is the dad. So then apparently he had premarital intercourse with someone and had Buddy without his knowledge. So he goes down to New York City is where he works. He works in the Empire State Building.
Concrete jungle.
and he meets his dad, and his dad's like, I don't know who the heck you are. And all this while he's trying to like say, like, but it's me, Buddy. I'm your son. Like, you never knew I was born, but I'm here. I just want to meet my dad. His dad's on the naughty list. I forgot to mention that part too.
Terrible. Awful news.
So the whole thing is he's trying to connect with his dad, but he's also an human who wasn't born as didn't live as a human. He lived as an elf, trying to now be a human again.
I would know because I'm Santa.
Exactly. Exactly. And so do you eat your whole cookie?
I my whole half.
That's fine. I'll hold mine just in case you decide to eat it.
I was tempted.
And so
he ate mine.
So then basically the whole movie unfolds and blah blah blah, and then it gets to the point where like he falls in love with another girl that he met at a job, Gimbals, where they thought he was an elf, like a elf worker, but he's not. He's a human. He just stumbled in there. He's basically a klutz because he's just trying to figure out how to be a human, even though he is technically a human, but he was an elf, you know, so hence the name Elf. And this is where Will Ferrell's first movie.
We're just getting to the name Elf, guys.
Will Ferrell. His name's Buddy. Yeah. Yeah. All this shenanigans unfolds. But basically, there was one day where the dad, Walter, was having a meeting and was meeting with someone who was small, who was considered a dwarf? What's the right word? I don't know what the right word is.
He was an angry elf.
And so he was...
He's an angry elf.
Andrew's an angry elf. And basically, if audio listeners, Andrew just sat with us.
He's been here for so long.
They get into an argument. Buddy storms off, leaves a note that's like, I don't belong here or whatever. And so then, but then he runs into Santa because it's Christmas Eve. And he's like, my power thing isn't working. I need your help, Buddy. And then basically Michael, which is Buddy's little brother, Walter's son.
What time are we at?
I got minute 25 easily.
Easily.
So he's like, hey, like, he's like, I need everyone to believe. So Michael runs out into a crowd of New Yorkers and starts listing off what they wanted for Christmas. And then obviously people are starting to believe. So the more juice, the more belief, the higher the juice.
He says, concrete jungle, where stop scooching closer.
So that's the whole point of this, right? So
me.
Then the slaves working, whatever. But then Jovi, which I didn't know her name until this year, Jovi was like, hey.
Isn't it just Joy?
No, it's Jovi. It's not Joy. I wrote it down.
Well.
I had the captions on.
I think
on.
You misspelled Joy.
Basically, no.
His leg is touching my leg.
So we still have a lot of time left.
You skipped over the part where she's singing in the shower, and he's like, baby, it's cold.
Oh, there's a part where she's
outside.
Zooey Deschanel is naked.
He
and Will Ferrell's singing with her.
He is touching my feet
and
with his feet.
Hold on. So then they, Buddy, hey, Buddy.
I can't do this.
Buddy and Zooey Deschanel, they get married, they have a kid, and they go visit Papa Elf, and that's it. And Christmas was saved.
Oh.
All right. I had 15 seconds left.
Merry Christmas.
So, sweating.
Hey,
let's get into this movie. You ready? Fun facts.
I feel like he's going to do something else.
He can't hurt
you. Am I safe?
He can't hurt you. I told him not to hurt you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Sorry.
Where are we at? Fun facts?
Yes, I'm eating my cookie. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Several minor traffic accidents occurred when Will Ferrell walked through the Lincoln Tunnel in his costume because people were so surprised and distracted from the driving to see him wearing an elf outfit.
And that was the first scene of the movie they filmed.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
So they started out with a bang.
It was literally Will Ferrell. Literally. It was literally Will Ferrell, Jon Favreau, and a cameraman walking through New York asking people for permission if they could be on
great.
The camera and stuff.
Great.
So.
Gorilla style.
Yep. Concrete jungle. All right, the second one.
Gorilla.
Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to be in a sequel in late 2014.
We'll touch on that later.
Okay.
And late what? Late what year?
2014.
2014. Stop. I'm sorry. That was really hard.
Santa doesn't. You hit your own leg because it's the same color.
Santa doesn't slap.
The cotton balls that Buddy eats while in the doctor's office were actually cotton candy that had not been dyed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing because I always wanted to eat them, and I'm like, I feel like it would just be like cotton candy because it literally was.
It was cotton candy, yep. The elves have a pitcher of syrup in their break room instead of coffee.
Oh.
Mm. And the last one. This is kind of cool. The apartment in which Buddy's dad lives in is the same apartment building, the exterior shot, in which Dana Barrett lived in Ghostbusters, the girl from Ghostbusters. Same apartment building.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah. Cool.
The 1984 Ghostbusters, not the 2016-17 one, whatever, with all the female cast.
Female cast.
Did you like
Ghostbusters?
That one?
Terrible. I don't remember it, though. I watched it at home in the background. I can't give a fair judgment.
It wasn't that
good. But I don't think it was good.
It's all good. Then and now. Hey, Ben, I've been talking for a minute. Why don't I let you talk for a bit?
So my then and now, this is going to be interesting. But before we do that, Andrew, this is the part of the podcast where I get up and check cameras to make sure they're still rolling. Now, if I get up, I need you to not do anything. I don't need you to take my seat. I don't need you to pinch my leg. I don't need you to do anything. Just sit there and let me do what I need
to do.
Here's
the thing. Andrew knows his role. I don't need you to bark.
Okay. Okay. I'm just nervous.
You have no reason to be.
Okay.
My stomach just growled hardcore. Are we keeping this in? You're doing great, by the way.
I'm back. my then and now. So my then, this is probably the movie that defined.
Hey, he's not looking at you. You're good.
I heard him breathe. I thought he was looking at me.
Well, he's a human, so.
This is fair. No, this is the movie that I would watch every year growing up for Christmas.
Okay.
Like, this was the defining Christmas movie.
For sure.
For my entire life.
Yeah.
I loved it. I quoted it. I watched it with my mom, my dad, my friends, my grandparents, my cousins. Like, we would all watch it.
So, Matt, Denise, Nancy.
You don't need to list all of them.
Okay.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, can you, though?
Yeah, I just did.
Okay.
Lauren.
So, I mean, that's my then. Like, what else can be said about this movie that hasn't already been said?
Well, you teased me a lot.
I always tease you.
This is your then. This is your then right now we're talking about?
Yeah,
talking about
I can
then?
Talk about my now if you want.
Because you told me last week, you're like, I have some things to say about Elf. Like, it didn't sound like it was a good light.
My entire life, I have loved Elf, and I've watched it every year.
Okay.
If we did this episode last year,
yeah,
I'd probably sing this movie's praises. I'd probably just nonstop talk about how much I love this movie.
Okay.
This year.
Oh, no.
For whatever reason, is the first year I'm like, I just don't care about that movie anymore.
Really?
I've seen it too many times.
Really?
I kid you not, and this is not a disservice to the movie,
okay,
to the people who made it, it was so hard for me to get to watch this movie.
Why?
To turn it on and to watch it, because I'm like, I don't want to watch it again.
What?
I just didn't want to. I've seen it like, I don't know, like, I'm 22 years old. I've seen this movie probably, like, 20, 30 times.
Okay.
And I just, like, I couldn't do it again.
You're fine.
Okay, I just couldn't do it again.
Yeah.
So I watched it.
Okay.
And I, you know, and then I ended it, and I'm like, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, you've seen it.
I've seen it so many times. I'm like, I didn't gain anything new from it. I'm like, yeah, that was Elf. Good movie.
Okay.
but I was upset about it.
Okay.
And that's why I am the only person on the face of the planet who will say Elf needs a sequel.
Why?
We need Elf 2.
Well, no, you don't.
To bring
no, you don't.
People like me who love Elf so much, but who are...
If you love
who,
so Elf...
Who have now detached
so
themselves
much.
From the first movie... We need new stop. We need new Elf content.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
We need new and better and more Elf content. Give us a sequel. It'll make people love the first one again. And stop. And it's gonna be. I lost my train of thought because you touched my knee 7 times.
Here's the thing. I don't think it needs a sequel because it's one of those like Dumb and Dumber things where Dumb and Dumber the movie is so good by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That it didn't need that dumb sequel from 2014. This is exactly what they were trying to do. And I think, I don't know, it leaves, because where would they pick up? The movie already gave us an outro for him that he married Jovi and had a kid.
I don't know. I mean, now that the dad has passed away, the actor who plays the dad.
Oh, James Caan? Mm-hmm. Caan, whatever?
Yeah. Do something with that. Pay like an homage to him. I don't know.
But that would totally derail the humor aspect of it. That'd
the whole movie was about Buddy coming into contact with his dad and learning to like.
We don't need to wonder
be
more.
A good son and to like love his dad.
What do you want
to
see in it?
Now, what happens when his dad's not there anymore? What does Buddy
he's
do
still,
then?
He's still Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, but he's got to live without a dad now.
He's got a wife and kid. He doesn't need to worry about.
So when you have a wife and kid, your dad becomes obsolete.
Well. I'm called to leave my mother and father and join my wife. Yes.
He got me. Stop it. He got me there. He got me there.
I'm just trying to wonder. I'm just trying to figure out what more of Elf do you want? What more Buddy do you need to see? Because I don't know, man. Do you want to see another Beetlejuice for real?
Yes.
I don't. I don't because it's fine. The first one was good. Do you want to see?
First one was good.
Do you want to see another Mike Myers as Cat in the Hat again? No, one needs that. No one needs that.
Nobody
exactly.
needs
That's
that.
Why I'm comparing the same thing.
I actually
no
read a quote
to
today. I found out that the wife of Dr. Seuss saw Cat.
Mrs. Seuss.
That's a lot of Seusses. Mrs. Seuss
what?
Saw Cat in the Hat, the live action one, and said, "You know what? On behalf of my husband, no more live action remakes of his books."
Has there been?
And that's why there's only been animated versions of his books.
Interesting.
From this. Moment forward.
I mean,
that
makes sense.
Forward. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, now that I think about it, there hasn't been another live action one.
And there never will be.
I think that's smart, honestly.
He's still scooching closer to me.
You just got to go through this. So is there more you want to add to your then or now?
I'm going to put your hand right here. No, that's all I got. A little bit of a bummer. I'm sorry. I can't be as jolly as the real Santa.
Are you uncomfortable or is it just because of the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get into my then and now?
Please, take it
okay,
away.
Okay, so my then was, I remember the first time I watched this movie was when I was a little boy. I don't remember how old I was, but I went and saw it at my Aunt Diane's house.
Front room.
No, not her front room.
Okay.
I saw it at her house with her old husband. They're not married anymore.
Oh, he didn't pass? Okay.
No, he didn't pass. Okay. They divorced.
Oh, okay. Well.
But I remember. What do you mean, well? What, are you making an inappropriate joke?
I was.
My parents are divorced.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
Hey, Santa, you know what I want for Christmas? My parents to be back together.
That's up to them.
That's not
There's not enough Christmas magic to do that.
You can laugh at that. You got to talk into the mic if you're going to talk to him.
You can laugh at that, Andrew. He like nose breathed aggressively.
He's fine. He's fine.
I'm not.
Hey, can I get into my then?
Please,
no, thank
I'm
you.
Sorry.
So my Aunt Diane, they're divorced.
Yep.
So, but I remember the first time I watched it was like me, my brother, my sister. I think my sister was there. We watched it in her living room, and I remember I thought it was the funniest thing. And like every time I watched Elf, I have a connection to my Aunt Diane's ex-husband because I thought he was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a good guy, I guess. Mm. But every time I see this movie, I think of that guy, and I haven't seen that man since 2003, so or four.
What makes you think of him?
Because I remember just watching it with him and...
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
So the other day when I turned this on, I thought of... I can say his name. I'm going to name drop. His name was Dave.
Whoa.
Past ex-Uncle Dave. I don't know.
Past Uncle Dave.
But
from Alvin and the
but
and the
I
Alvin,
also
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Chipmunks. Yeah. Good day from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna put a pause in my then thing real quick and ask you, out of all the North Poles that we've seen in this time around for the movies.
Oh, this one.
Best one.
Best
for
100%.
Sure. For sure. It's so bright. It's so fun.
It's like Rudolph.
Yeah, it's like, but and like Leon, you know, not Sam. Yeah.
Took me a long time to figure that one out.
Leon is the snowman.
Yeah.
Not Sam, the snowman.
No, from Rudolph.
Yeah, it's not the same one.
No, it's not. Took me a long time to figure
you
that out.
You agree this year.
Huh?
You didn't agree last year with me. You didn't agree with me last year.
We settled it. You proved me wrong last year.
That doesn't change your thinking. We know this. We put Wakanda Forever has like an 84%, and you're like, it's still not a good movie.
Shazam has like an 84% too. What do you want me to say?
You saw Way of Water, by the way. You were telling me about it.
I did see Avatar Way of Water. Andrew, I saw Avatar Way of Water.
The Rotten Tomato scores are kind of like...
Why do you go off a Rotten Tomato score so much? It's like you have a podcast that goes off of Rotten Tomato score.
Screw you. Hey, screw you. Let me just get back on my then and now then. But my then was I also always watch this every year. And there was never a time, because you know when you watch a movie so long, you like know everything about how the ending is. Like it's almost like a drag to kind of get to that part because it's like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I have that sometimes.
Yeah.
But I still have fun, especially now as an adult watching it and just kind of like, because as a kid, you just think Buddy's hilarious. Like, but you don't understand. Like,
and he still is.
He still is, but like you don't understand.
But you hear the same joke 20, 30 times, it's going to be like, I'm not laughing anymore.
Sure. But I was going to say, you don't like see the perspective of like this successful businessman that's like, I have a son out of nowhere. Like, I never really thought of it that way. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of, watching it this time around was a little bit different, but I was like, that's fun. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my then. My now is I still like the movie. I think it's really funny. And I think it's cool just to see where like Will Ferrell came from, because this is his first movie that he ever made. And I think that's cool to show like where he is now. And he's still a freaking funny actor. Like, and they gave him a shot with this. And I loved it.
Good job. Well, it's not like he was some underdog. Like, he ran SNL.
For sure.
Like, he rocked that show. That was his show.
But it was like, it's cool to be like, oh, that he came from SNL and now like...
To become a leading man in a movie, totally.
Exactly. 100%. But my thing is, too, is that like, there's people I didn't even know that were from SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they started on SNL, and, like, this was one of them. I didn't know Will Ferrell was from SNL until, like,
oh, really?
Until, like, a year ago. But, like, I was like, dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I grew up watching Will Ferrell SNL sketches.
Really?
Just, like, on YouTube.
Okay.
He was, yeah, he's great.
Dang.
Good man.
It's like Pete Davidson now.
Pete Davidson is the new Will Ferrell. I've been saying it for years.
For sure.
For sure.
You've been saying it for years?
I've been saying it for years.
I haven't heard you say that once.
Even before Kanye threatened to kill him, I've been saying it.
What? No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, that's what kind of I got. And I think that, oh, here's one thing I'll say. Well, two. Mm-hmm. One, I don't think there should be a sequel. Leave it. It's perfect. I don't need any more.
It is perfect.
It's perfect. It doesn't need more then. If it's perfect, why do you need to add more? What are you going to add more to it?
Would you say that the book of Genesis is perfect? Why do we need Exodus?
The whole scripture is perfect.
Why do we need Leviticus? Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges,
you
Ruth.
Are
why do we need
comparing
all those?
Elf to scripture right now? You're nuts, dude.
Yeah.
You're freaking nuts, Mike.
You got me there. You got me there.
What I was going to say was that I don't need to see anything else for Elf. That's just my opinion.
Cool. Good. Yeah.
But I was also going to say that
95% of the population would agree with you.
I was going to say one little thing I don't like about the movie.
Hold this.
One little thing that I didn't like about the movie, I felt like at some point Buddy was just annoying. But some points.
Mm.
I was kind of like...
To you or to the other characters around him? Because, yes.
To me. I was just kind of like, I mean, how dumb can you be? But maybe I'm wrong.
Dang.
I don't know.
And he meant that personally.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into our traumatizing scale. What do you think?
There's one scene in the movie. I'll give it a one. I'm claustrophobic. You know this about me.
I do know this about you.
There's a scene when him...
You're fine. You're fine. Look at me.
Give me a second.
Look at me. Okay. You are fine.
Okay. There's a scene where Buddy and what's the kid's name?
Michael.
Michael are in the elevator jumping.
I didn't realize that was an elevator.
It's like shaking, and they're going to like break the elevator. I was so scared.
Julianne hates when the elevator does that.
They're going to say Julianne hates when we're in the elevator and I start jumping up and down.
Well, kind of.
Do you jump in the elevator?
No, I'm not the kind of dude. But she told me that, and I just like just did it jokingly once. And she's like, no.
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 Julianne, I am sorry. No. Does she watch? Does she listen?
Here and there. Does your girlfriend? I actually asked her if she said no.
My girlfriend?
Sorry, your fiance.
Thank you. No, she does not.
Good.
What about you, traumatizing scale?
I'm going to give it a straight up zero. Oh, my neighbors are going to be mad any second. Just wait.
They're coming up.
Just wait for it.
There's only one bump. We're good. We're good.
Okay.
Andy, keep going.
I need Andrew back up here. Andrew, can you return without making a lot of noise?
Oh, no. Why do you need him back?
Dude, if my neighbor comes up here.
That's upstairs.
I know. I'm going to crack up if my neighbor comes up in mid-episode and I come out like this.
And you're in an overall without shirts on.
I'm going to have if a neighbor comes, I'm going to have Andrew go over there and apologize because he's the most dressed one and the most normal dressed one here.
No, I'll go to the door. I'll be like, what?
What?
What up?
What do you want? What was I saying?
So zero for you. Zero traumatizing.
Spot. Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
All right. What's next?
Rotten Tomatoes. What did you say?
Did we do quotes?
No. Sorry. We did miss quotes. My bad.
This is one of the most quotable movies we've ever done on the podcast.
You're right. Okay. I got only Buddy's quotes in this movie.
All you need.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins. I like.
Did you see what that means on Urban Dictionary?
No. Oh, no.
Well. Is it inappropriate?
Well, you can say it. You're inappropriate.
It means.
The next quote is, I like to whisper, too.
Buddy Guff, what's your favorite color?
Buddy, I have that one.
I said it.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
It's real sucky.
You sit on a throne of lives. You smell like beef and cheese. Buddy Elf, what's your favorite color? And then he's an angry elf.
He is an angry elf.
These are all. Oh, I was going to say back on my, when I was talking about then and now, I was going to say that this movie is, it's crazy how iconic this movie became. Like, it's a Christmas movie now. Like, it's a staple Christmas movie for a lot of houses.
Oh, totally.
I was trying to think, what is, like, the latest one that we've had?
That's a great question.
I was thinking it's probably Polar Express, because that's 2004. This is 2003.
No, there's got to be a movie after Polar Express.
Give me one, man.
Fred Claus.
There was Fred Claus.
Fred Claus.
I was going to have him say nothing the entire episode, but I couldn't agree more with that. I'm not even upset with him.
I mean, there was the Rise of the Guardians movie with, like, the Easter Bunny and Santa.
Are you dumb?
And
are you dumb?
Jack Frost.
I have not even seen that, and I'm going to look up the Rotten Tomatoes for it right now.
Because that determines its worth.
It does. Rise of the Guardians?
Yep.
Rise of the Guardians of Skywalker.
Rise of the Guardians of the Galaxy of Skywalker.
Rise of the Guardians, 2012.
2012.
Gave it
a whopping
74.
Not too bad.
Not terrible.
Not too bad. Anyway,
those are all the quotes I had. Let's get to the Rotten Tomatoes.
Can I say my favorite quote of the movie?
Not really.
Not at the time. No, it's from... What's the dad's name? I totally forgot.
Walter.
It's when him and his wife are talking. He's like, I'm going to throw him out in the snow. And she says, you can't throw him out in the snow.
Yeah.
He's like, he loves snow. He told me 37 times. Yeah. What are you kidding? He's an elf. He loves snow. He told me 37 snow. Times.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite quote of the movie.
Okay.
But thanks. I'm sorry it seemed to bug you.
It did, because I'm in charge of this. Something. I'm in charge of the quotes today.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to the Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't actually.
What would you guess it is?
I'd guess it's like an 83.
It's 85.
Whoa!
And I have to.
I'm good at this, Andrew.
I'm going to actually give it an 83.
You're going to give it an 83?
83. Yeah.
Why?
It's good. It's a good movie. It's not my favorite, but it's a great movie. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies. Muñaño.
So there's a scene where Buddy the Elf stays the entire night to create a winter wonderland.
Yes.
Right? How many hours do you think he stayed?
Out of 10 hours? I would give it, I would probably say 8 hours.
8 hours? I
Was that a ho or a laugh?
I just heard him breathing, and I don't know how long he's been staring at me for.
He's fine. My favorite bit of this episode is that you dressed as Santa isn't the funniest thing about this episode.
No, it's far from it, actually. Yeah, so if you stayed 10 hours for overtime, I'd probably give it about 8 hours as well.
Oh, this is overtime? He got that OT?
He got the OT.
Oh, lucky him.
Actually, he didn't get paid at all.
Yeah.
Just like the real Santa Claus didn't pay his elves.
That fight scene was really funny. I also love
that was great.
The snowball scene.
Oh,
in this
but
movie.
When he like when he smashes him through the whole Lego city,
yeah,
like,
that pissed me off. That pissed me off
because somebody actually built that.
Oh, for sure.
They
did
the
that
real
fight
world
scene.
To
they
be
did that
destroyed.
Whole fight scene in one take because they're like
oh,
we
they
can't
to, they
we can't
to.
Ruin it.
No,
we can't redo this.
No.
What was I gonna say? I also really love the snowball fight scene. That's probably one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
Mm.
That was just so fun to watch, and I wanted to be in that. Just
that
like
was my
Jack
grandpa's.
Frost.
That's my grandpa's favorite scene.
Really?
When I would watch it with him, he'd be like, "The part's coming, the part's coming," and it's when that last kid's running away, and he whips Snowball and he goes, like, "Ugh!"
Yeah.
And my grandpa will like slap his leg and be like, "That's great, that's great."
Is he Dutch too?
You don't have to slap my leg.
Is he Dutch too?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Klausing.
Klausing. That's his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Klausing. Anyway,
his first name's not Santa.
What's his first name?
It's Bill. It's it's William.
His name's Bill.
William Klausing.
Wow. But yeah, it reminded me of Jack Frost because they have that snowball fight scene in the beginning of the movie. I don't
yeah.
know if you remember that or not, but
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that this year's Christmas movie was actually a good Christmas movie. Last year we did Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh, which isn't even a movie.
He brought it up again, folks. He found a way to bring it up again.
It's not a real movie. Anyway. Wait, so what was your Rotten Tomatoes then?
8 out of 10.
So 80?
80%.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. We're basically done. Next week's movie.
Wow.
We're done. Hey, we appreciate you guys sticking with us for these Christmas episodes.
Yeah,
we
guys.
We love doing it.
We do.
We love doing it.
Took a long time to set up the decorations.
I did all of that.
I didn't do any of it.
That's okay. I'm returning it all tonight.
There's a Black Santa in the snow globe.
Yeah, we
this
didn't even talk
great.
About Black Santa
this
in the
is
beginning.
Great. Look at him go.
Merry Christmas. Oh, it does the jingle thing, too, on the bottom. Hold it up to your mic.
Plug away, Tanner.
You guys can follow me at Tanner Reckledge at Talk Time with Tandrew, which me and Andrew do. And at real.it.in.podcast. And follow us. Smash the like button.
Smash
the subscribe button on YouTube to find more funny clips like this. And, yeah, let's – we didn't talk about the movie yet, so I can't technically leave. But next week's movie is Air Bud.
Air Bud. And Air we filmed Bud? It like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So
I'll be like 30 pounds different. Heavier in that episode.
Yeah. But –
yeah, man.
It's been a good Christmas season.
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoy your Christmas.
Yeah, well, Christmas has already passed, but we hope
did
you guys...
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you guys had a great Christmas, but hey, before we go, I need you to say the line, that closing line, as soon as I show you this last gift I got you. You ready?
Oh, no. Keep it real.